Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Oh, it's Brewers Outlet Day, and the blue-white game is tomorrow. The weather's going to be great all weekend. Stock up, stock up, stock up. Time for that, huh? It's going to be a great day tomorrow. It's great to see James Franklin, the crowd. I'll tell you, great crowd at Letterman's last night. Chanting suit, suit, suit. I mean, that was a little over the top. They finally told the Herr family to leave. But.
Oh, glad you had Roger there for crowd control.
Yes, Roger and crowd control. There's a story behind that, you know. Roger has actually thrown a university president out of the booth. Do you know that?
I remember you told me that last year. We were talking about that. I can't remember if we were talking about that off air last year at Penn's Tavern with Chris Wheeler.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? You know, Wheels was here. Jeez. 2 weeks ago, 13 days ago, Wheels was here. And I talked to Wheels about going to Penn's Tavern again, if we were to do that again. He's all in. He had a blast doing that. I had a great time with Wheels. I mean, great time. You know, went to lunch. We had just super. But yeah, Wheels related. He says, yeah, Roger's awfully protective in the booth because Wheels was talking about when he went into the booth. And Roger was like, who are you? I go, well, and Wheels, who has no ego at all. I mean, Wheels has no ego. That's what makes him so cool. Okay? He says, well, Steve invited me to come up here. Like, you always sit back here, right? And all of a sudden, other people who were advertisers came into the booth. And the first thing, hey, Wheels! And Roger's like, hey, this guy must be a big deal. Yeah, 37 years of doing the Phillies, I would think so. But, yeah. All right, time now for our play-by-play call of the day. It's Jack Michaels with the call. Last night, game winner, Edmonton down 3-1. They won in an overtime.
Indecisive at this point, but now dishing back for David Desharnais. He'll swing it to the corner for Draisaitl. Back in front, Desharnais. Shot!
Okay. Hey, that was a great win. I only could make it to the end of the second period last night. My son Dan and I were watching it last night, but it was also 12:30 in the morning at the time, and he had just flown in from Manchester, New Hampshire. And I finally said, Dan, I can't go any further. He says, neither can I. Oh, man. Okay. It's Paul Alexander, Pittsburgh's own. He and I, to say that we are lifelong, long-time good friends would be an understatement. I think the world of Paul. And he and I go back, I think that we started working together, I want to say in 1982 or 3? I would say 83 maybe. Super talented. Paul, welcome. Great to have you with us.
Yeah, I mean, these were... you know, NFL 1970 steroids. And as you point out, you know, the East German swimmers, you saw women with unbelievable hair growth on their backs. So, yeah, I mean, this was just one of those moments. And honestly, and Steve, the reason I'm not that surprised, when you watch him play the game, despite that unbelievable God-given ability, his baseball IQ is in the negative numbers.
Oh, no doubt.
I mean, it's well below room temperature. I mean, the way he runs the bases, sometimes where he throws the ball on routine plays, not aware of situational baseball in any way, shape, or form. God gave him a ton of athletic ability. Not so much in the gray matter.
Yeah.
So even though it's so disappointing, and you heap that in with the, you know, the Jung Ho Kang situation.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just really a bad feeling around the Pirates right now, because with those two guys, to me, aside from the Cubs, they're basically as talented as almost any team in the National League.
Yeah.
So, but without those two, and here's a roster that was built really without a fourth outfielder, which, you know, with everybody healthy and eligible, I mean, it's a great outfield with Polanco, Marte, Cut.
Yeah, no doubt.
They don't have a fourth outfielder.
Right.
I mean, Frazier will play out there. I mean, they may move Bell back out there, but they are huge defensive liabilities. So it's just a real unfortunate. And you look at the pitching so far. I mean, congratulations to lose, you know, three straight games, 2-1.
Yeah.
I mean, those are three really well-pitched games. You gotta generate something offensively. You give up two runs and keep getting these quality starts. You need W's alongside those.
How closely over the next month will you watch the progress of Austin Meadows?
Very. But I think everyone did the quick spell check. You know, as soon as the Marte news came down,
he's off to a bad start.
60.
Yeah, he's off to a
buck 60.
Right.
Yeah. But you know what? And what true baseball people know, every time you move up, there's going to be that adjustment period. Only the true superstars basically dominate at every step along the way in the minor leagues. Most guys take a pretty good, you know, dip offensively in terms of numbers, and then get acclimated and hopefully then dominate. Because really, to be a legitimate major league player, you need to dominate at every level along the way.
Right.
So, yeah, I would say that next month, crucial. But, you know, the Pirates may throw out some of that nonsense. You know, we're not going to, in any way, shape, or form, mortgage the future to try and salvage this season. I mean, that would be very disappointing, and I think fans deserve better. But that's always kind of been the mentality. You know, they much rather, and again, I love to quote Joe Paterno, as we all know, but the Pirates much rather bring someone up too late rather than too soon.
Right. Well, that's why I said month. I mean, because
yeah. Oh, yeah, but I even mean...
I mean, that way it at least gives you... It at least gives you a sense as to where he actually is instead of, you know, he
correct.
Got off to a bad start. That's why I picked a month. I figured, let's give him a chance to kind of see how things go for him. And if it's still going poorly, don't bring him up.
See, I'm afraid even if he starts tearing the cover off the ball, they still might not bring him up.
That's true. That's true.
That's my concern. If he doesn't, you know, get well above the Mendoza line, then they have the perfect justification. He's not ready. I get that, and I would agree. But even if he starts just tearing it up and goes into some sort of beast mode, they're still going to rationalize it's too early.
Now the Penguins are on the flip side. They lose a guy like Chris Letang, and Letang, you know, you could argue in especially in the final last year, he may have been the best player on the ice. But they lose him and they keep winning. Give me your sense, Paul, of the job Mike Sullivan does, and then the actual quality depth they do have.
Well, I think it's the depth and Sullivan. You hit on both key ingredients, and the fact that he coached a lot of those guys in Wilkes-Barre and was so familiar with them and knew exactly what he could expect. And actually, you're kind of seeing it in Toronto and just how good their young guys are.
Right.
You're seeing really just a youth movement in the NHL, a youth movement among the Penguins. And I'm going to give Ray Sherrill a little shout-out. He was always accused of just being horrible as far as drafting players. Well, a lot of these guys are his guys.
That's right.
So, obviously, he didn't do that bad a job. He aligned himself with Dan Bylsma, which was the mistake. But, I mean, his eye for talent, although it certainly hasn't translated in New Jersey, he's probably on a very hot seat over there at the Prudential Center. But Steve, these young guys, they're just incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Rust with a couple goals last night. I mean, it's Wilson. I mean, every one of these guys. You know, Sherry's now like a veteran out of that group. And you know, when you don't perform though, someone else will. And I don't know if you noticed, but you know, Sid's line has really underperformed over the last couple of games.
Yeah.
Sherry got a bit of a demotion. You know, he moved down a line. They put a couple of different pieces together to try and, you know, make sure. I mean, Sid's line mates in game four, they were a combined minus seven.
Right. No, they got killed. But Guentzel, for example, has been very good.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I mean, Guentzel's been really good.
What a natural goal scorer. It's just one of those things, and you can't really... you know, what was it, the Supreme Court, you know, when they define pornography?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, when you see it?
Yeah.
Guys that can just score goals, that knack, it's not something that's really tangible. But, boy, he certainly, I mean, granted, you have to shoot the puck, skate, be in the right spot. I get all those kind of things.
Yeah, he's got great hands,
but he just scores goals.
Yeah. I mean, some guys have
it. Incredible. It's
some people have a knack. It's just they have a knack for the darn thing.
Yeah.
He does.
He does. Oh, he most certainly does.
Can they do this thing with Fleury going all the way through, or at some point does Murray have to be a part of this?
Well, the beauty of it is Murray, hopefully, and again, he has not returned to the ice, so I don't know how close or how far these...
Right.
We need to get more degenerate gamblers to bet on the NHL, so they have to be forthcoming with injuries. until that happens, until they become a big deal in Vegas, we're just going to be in the dark. And I believe me, I have as many contacts as you can have with the Penguins, and everybody to a man is so tight-lipped. I mean, they just do not divulge information about injuries, so I have no idea... just how serious this Murray situation is. He has not been on the ice. I do know that. But we have at least two more games between Toronto and Washington. And of course, we're here rooting for overtime in every game and certainly a game seven. But I think the way the Fleury played last night, if Murray doesn't regain health and isn't available, I still like their chances. I love the way he's playing. Yeah. They honestly, I think, have so much faith in him. They're a little too lax in front of him.
Yeah.
I mean, he had to stop 49 shots last night.
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing.
That's too many.
Yeah.
It's a playoff game. This isn't a November 12th game, you know, against Edmonton.
It should be
a playoff game.
Right, it should be 29 shots you face, not 49.
Exactly. Keep it in the low 30s, high 20s, exactly.
Right, yeah. Something normal. I mean, when you're out there, instead of facing a shot every 2 minutes in the game, all right? He's facing a shot almost every minute in the game.
It's unbelievable. Boy, he played well, though.
He did. No, and I thought he actually, with the exception of one game, he had a really good series, and part of that is they didn't play well in front of him. Positionally, what do you want to see the Steelers do positionally next week?
I would love to see a rush, you know, an edge rusher. I would love to see any and all capable defensive backs. There's a couple out there. The Peppers kid at Michigan comes to mind as a playmaker. I'm not sure he's the next Troy Polamalu, but a lot of people believe he has that kind of, you know, playmaking ability. So I think they need a lot of help on the defensive side. I mean, if Martavis Bryant does indeed come back, I really believe they're loaded at wide receiver. So I don't want to see them really, you know, go there. The offensive line is still pretty much intact. The tight end situation is in pretty good hands. I think that, you know, we don't know what Ladarius is up to, but we do know that Jesse James, you know, as everyone in Happy Valley knows, has made great progress. Needs to become a little better blocker, but his receiving skills, I think, are really, really escalating. I want defensive help. I mean, you have to build yourself up to compete with the Patriots. I mean, right now, it looks like the Patriots are the only thing that stand between them and a potential seventh Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And the Patriots just shredded them, absolutely shredded them in that AFC Championship game. So to me, I think you're good enough in most areas. You might want to build a team to beat the Patriots.
Yeah. It is always a pleasure, my friend. We don't spend enough time talking to each other. It's just great to hear you.
Boy, it's Blue-White Weekend, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, You know, I have to say one quick story. I know you're probably running out of time, but I used to take that stuff real seriously. I was writing for the Daily Collegian and football. It was like such an opportunity, the big showdown between Jeff Hostetler and Todd Blackledge. Remember that two-point game?
1980.
And guess who dominated that game? That would be Jeff Hostetler.
Jeff Hostetler.
Guess who was named the starting quarterback? Todd Blackledge. I went, you know what? As much as I enjoy the blue-white game, I'm not going to take it that seriously going forward.
Just remember, Eric Heffelfinger dominated one year. All right.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'm a big fan. Hey, Paul, thanks. Appreciate it, my friend. Talk soon.
All right. Steve, have a great weekend, my friend.
It's April, and you know what that means. Time for the Spring Savings Event at Sunbury Motors Kia. I want to see you in a Kia. Bottom line, April is the best time to buy your next vehicle at Sunbury Motors Kia. During the Spring Savings Event, you can save over $4,000 on 2017 Serranos and all remaining 2016 Optimas. Or you can save $3,000 on a 2017 Kia Forte. If you're looking for low payments, how about 0% financing for 66 months? Need to save money on gas? Then get to SMC and check out the 50-mile-per-gallon Niro FE, starting at $23,895. Plus, you get Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty. So what are you waiting for? It's the Spring Savings Event going on now at Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip at Hummel's Wharf and at sunburymotors.com.
Tax and tags extra. 0% financing to all qualified customers through KMF. Restrictions apply. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to kia.com.
True refreshment can come in many forms. But it can only be found in one place, the Beverage Supermarket, Brewer's Outlet in Sunbury. Along with their great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, they have lots of water, soda, fresh roasted peanuts, and an unbelievable variety of pickles at the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and your favorite snacks too. Get true refreshment all in one place. The Beverage Supermarket, Brewer's Outlet in Sunbury.
Well, 24 hours from now, we'll be at Beaver Stadium with the blue-white game. In fact, it'll be about this point. It will start, won't quite wind down at this point, but I mean, it'll be a good chance to see some of the players that are going to play important roles on this team. Let's face it. When you see Barkley in the autograph session, that will be the time you'll see Barkley. Okay. But Jack Hamm and I and Derek Williams will go through our impressions of where they are, what they're doing, and we'll talk about some specific individuals as the broadcast goes, beyond doing the actual game itself. I think you do a disservice on some of these things when you try to make these things into a show and you start talking about everything else except the game. I think people want to know what's going on with the team. I mean, it's the whole purpose of having it. So that's what we try to do. We try to do that. My brother in the final half hour, who knows which way we're going today. Brought to you by Brewer's Outlet, Reagan Street, and Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. We don't usually talk about the NBA, but the Celtics-Bulls series took an interesting potential turn today. Rajon Rondo's out for the rest of the series. With a broken thumb. Wow. He's been the best player in the series. We'll see. Game three tonight. You know, the old hit's a must win for the Celtics. No, it's not a must win. A must win is when the other team has three wins. You need to win. But it's strongly suggested that they win tonight if they want to really give themselves a realistic shot. Before the draft, Joe Mixon has reached a settlement in a civil settlement agreement, with the woman he punched almost 3 years ago. Amelia Molitor and Mixon settled on her accusation of intentional infliction of emotional distress. Molitor had originally sued Mixon for negligence and willful and wanton misconduct, but an Oklahoma judge dismissed those two claims in November. Terms of the settlement not released. I'm thankful Mia and I were able to talk privately, Mixon said in a statement. I was able to apologize to her one-on-one. The way I reacted that night, that's not me. That's not the way I was raised. I think she understands that. Talking together helps move us past what happened. I know I have to keep working to be a better person, and this is another step in that direction. I love working with kids. I'm looking for more chances to do that kind of work. I want to lead a life that inspires them, and I hope I can set an example by moving forward today. She said in a statement, I'm happy we were able to bring the lawsuit to an end. Joe and I were able to meet privately without any attorneys and talk about our experience since that night. I am encouraged that we will both be able to move forward from here with our lives. From our private discussions, I'm satisfied that we're going to put this behind us and work towards helping others who may have found themselves in similar circumstances. I greatly appreciate his apology, and I think that the feelings he expressed were sincere. We both could have handled things differently, I believe. If we had a chance to go back to that moment in time, the situation would not have ended the way it did. I'm finished talking about it. Whatever happened that night with Joe, it's time to move on. I wish Joe the best of luck in his future. It's interesting. If I were to draft or consider drafting Joe Mixon, I think I would want to talk with her. Because until this statement came out, my inclination would have been to not draft him. I think it's the kind of situation where, in terms of perception, the perception would be if you're the second team that signs him in the course of his career, nobody thinks twice about it. If you're the team that drafts him and signs him, it does come with some scrutiny. Well, if I were in a position where I really felt I had to draft a running back and my guys were off the board, I would want to talk with her first and really get a feel for how she feels about this privately.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Our sports bozo of the day is the Chudder. All right? I mean, seriously. I mean, Sean, you've got to agree with that. We've just received a five-minute lecture on the value of having a Chudder in the bag. Jack Nicklaus in the Golf My Way series was absolutely right. You have 14 clubs in the bag, but only one swing. He also claims the suit does that he has not yet received an official invitation to play in the Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament. Is that true? I realized last year when this happened, we had to have a press conference. I feel like all of you have abandoned me here.
No, I'm like listening to you, and I've got the suit to my immediate right, and I've got Kevin on hold, and not suit Kevin, but your brother Kevin.
I mean, the Chudder's the sports bozo of the day. We just received a five-minute lecture.
We did.
About how it's really great to be a foot off the fringe so he can use the club.
You mentioned that last hour, and you mentioned it to Kevin during the break, and you are 100% accurate. He does do the happy dance when that occurs on the course.
Okay, look, we're trying to win. So I'd rather be on the green. Oh, my God. I mean, we'll be in the cart. Chudder time. Chudder time. Like, oh, for goodness sakes, that means we're not in the green. All right, let's bring my brother in, who's never once used an illegal club, ever.
I haven't used a club in a long time, man. You guys golf all the time, huh?
I do, yeah. Hmm. I've gone twice this week. I went Monday.
This week?
Yeah, I went Monday and Tuesday. Wednesday I went to practice, and I had two events last night, including the Franklin show.
Oh. I haven't golfed since 1999.
Well, to be honest with you, Kevin Herr from Digital Media, even he goes with us every year. It seems like he hasn't golfed since 1999 either.
Yeah, how about that year?
He just said the exact same thing right before you did, Steve, on air.
Just seems like it.
You'd think he was still on the show.
I still tell the story about the closest to the string, which to me is one of the funniest things I personally have ever seen. Now, Kevin Herr, as we all know, has an awful slice. I mean, he'll point left, like left, because he knows he slices it, he brings it around. Well, we get to the straightest drive hole, which I want to say is maybe number 8 at Susquehanna Valley Country Club. So you have a string down the middle of the fairway.
He's thinking it's either 7 or 8.
Yeah, it's the one that goes over the road. And he aims left, right, toward the bridge that he almost killed us with. And he takes it up high over the fairway, comes up over the trees as it's making a right turn, clears the trees as it makes a right turn, comes all the way down, lands, and rolls 1 foot from the string. I mean, that allegedly was the straightest drive. I mean, to stand there and watch it was unbelievable. I mean, I give him all the credit in the world to know your game, but he took it out about a fairway, almost a fairway and a half over, and it came up so high, and then it came all the way around over the trees and landed a foot from the string. And he, oh. And what really hurt is he finished second. Some
What's
other guy
your
got
handicap?
Like. The lowest I got last year was 11.
That's really good.
Yeah, for somebody my age, yeah.
Well, you're not that old. You could play on the seniors tour.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you, what? I told this story the other day, and I've told the story on the show before. Remember you and I went to the Greater Hartford Open, and Tommy Armour III hit that ball into the bush?
Is that the guy sweating like crazy?
Oh, yeah, he's sweating like crazy.
He had a hat on, yeah.
Okay. Yep, and the ball's a foot up in the bush. It's not under the bush. It's in the bush.
Yeah.
And he takes out a 4-iron, slices it around the corner, and rolls it up 20 feet from the hole. I looked at Kevin. I said, man, these guys are really good.
they're really good.
I mean, this wasn't Rory McIlroy. This was Tommy Armour III, a little far down on the food chain. Okay, really good.
Who won that tournament that year? Do you remember?
Let's see.
I don't even know if that golf course is even there anymore.
Yeah, it is.
The Weathersfield Country Club.
No, we went to TPC Cromwell. We went to the TPC course.
Oh, that was in Cromwell?
Yeah, that was the Cromwell course, 10th hole.
Are you sure that was me?
Yeah, it was you.
Prove it.
Because I've never been to Weathersfield.
Yeah, you have. We went. Me, you, Greg Ruel.
We went to Cromwell. It was Cromwell.
No, it wasn't Cromwell. That was Cromwell?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought I was at Weathersfield.
Weathersfield.
That's why when I drive by the Weathersfield Country Club, it looks so different.
Weathersfield Country Club is where they used to play the Greater Hartford Open. In fact,
Davis Jr. Open.
Yeah. And it's where Arnold Palmer won his first professional tournament, the Insurance City Open.
Yeah, and Lee Trevino met his wife here.
Yeah. In fact, we followed Lee Trevino one time out there.
Yeah.
And Trevino...
So we were at Weathersfield.
No, that was at Cromwell, too.
Jesus. Oh, wow.
But Weathersfield got so bad for the pros.
Well, you're going to start drinking.
Another topic. All right. Weathersfield for the pros. I mean, for the local player, Weathersfield's a great, great layout. But for the pros, they were getting 25 to 30 under for winning scores.
Oh, yeah.
That's why they moved over to Cromwell and the TPC built a course over there.
They love playing in Connecticut. I'm surprised some of the other ones aren't coming here now. But it's a good tournament. The players love it.
The problem's the placement of it. When you have so many majors.
Yeah, the British Open's near it, and they tried to move it around. But it's still, I mean, that's where Bubba Watson launched his career.
Mickelson's won there twice.
I was there when he won his, I believe, first time. I saw it. I followed him and Sergio Garcia around the course. It was awesome. They had a blast. They were... it's awesome to follow them around and see, you know, what they do. But
it's amazing. I remember being at the U.S. Open last year at the practice tee, and they're over on the range. And when you watch them just repeat one swing after another, and each shot is within 10 feet of each other, I mean, that's how good they are. I mean, it's all they do, obviously. But the repetitive swing, bang, 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 and everything's within 5-10 feet of each other.
I couldn't throw it like that.
Right, exactly.
Oh, they're
amazing.
It's one of the toughest sports in the world. There's no, you know, it's definitely a sport that not just anyone can do on that level, you know. Everybody can play it, but not on that level. Yeah.
Well, it's been great, like, for example, you could play it at any age.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you go out and you walk around, and, you know, it's good exercise, and I thoroughly enjoy it.
Yeah, I got to start going again. Hey, what a weird week. How about Hernandez, huh? My God.
Well, he left 3 suicide notes, it turns out, now.
Well, his friggin' head is in one town, and the rest of his body's in another town. And 3 years ago, he signed a $45 million contract. This wasn't the plan. So, what a sad story. It's just sad all the way around, you know, for the victims.
It's saddest
family,
for the victims. It's saddest for the victims, I'll tell you that. So.
Well, I know, and all that stuff's obvious. It's a sad story. It doesn't make any sense to anybody at all. I did work for it's called Health Tracks. It's a gym, and we did the duct work for the gym down in Bristol.
And where he worked
out.
Yeah,
with the guy. Yeah, I'm working with the guy, and I said, "Did you ever meet Hernandez?" He goes, "Meet him. I trained him." He trained at this facility. He said, "You would never dream he was capable of anything like this." He said, "He was the nicest kid in the world. You would never dream he was capable of doing this."
Right. And then, the brother has done well. DJ Hernandez has done well.
He's a good football player, too. Yeah. He was good at UConn. No, he comes from a solid family. It just doesn't make any sense. And to end this way, well. Yeah. He's got a daughter. It's just a horrible story. So,
right.
Mark Wahlberg will make a movie about it.
So. Yeah, probably.
And speaking of that, did you hear about this guy in Texas? He's the oldest cowboy in Texas. He died last week at the age of 106. And on his birthday, he was asked a secret to longevity. So he says, for the past 50 years, he sprinkled a little bit of gunpowder on his cereal each morning. And then his obituary reads, he left behind 8 children, 21 grandchildren, 32 great-grandchildren, and a 15-foot hole in the crematorium. It cracked me up. I got nothing else.
Three guys are in Manhattan.
Yeah.
And they go out and they just drink their brains up. Well, now they have to go to a hotel and they have to get a room. So they get a room and the elevators are out. They're at the Marriott Marquis, the elevators are out. And they're up on the 45th floor. So the three of them, they're just drunk, and they say, "Look, what we'll do is this. For the first 15 floors, we'll tell funny stories. And for the second 15 floors,
will tell life stories. And for the last 15 floors, we'll tell bad stories. So the first 15 floors, they go up, they're laughing, they're kidding around. Next 15 floors, they're up there, and you know, they tell some stories, that you know, some laughs, and they, some camaraderie and the whole deal. They finally get to the 31st floor. I said, okay, let's start with the bad stories. Who's got a bad story? One guy says, I got one. He says, what's that? He says, I forgot the key.
That would be that's a true that's story.
The bad story.
Wow. So that's right. Imagine if that actually happened at the Marquee. Wow.
Oh. Well, that's okay because Dan's here. He's standing right here.
Dan is?
Yeah.
Hey, Dan.
Oh,
hey, how's it going? You know, how you doing,
good.
Man?
Pretty good.
What?
How are you doing? How are you doing?
Hey, there he is.
I'm doing really well. Really well. I can't complain. So.
See, we remember the time that Sean at Madison Square Garden, Kevin had to take the boys back to the Marriott Marquis. And they claimed they were hungry. So go ahead. Tell them what you got them.
Oh, I had Milky Ways and Snickers bars, Skittles, and whatever.
The entire Mars line. The entire Hershey Mars collection.
I'll tell you right now.
Hey, it was good. So I said I'd buy him dinner. I did. So... That's when that guy come up behind us.
One of the best nights of my life to date.
Yeah, Sean.
How old were you then, Dan? Every time I see my little backpack, I bought my backpack when I was with you. Remember?
That was probably 10 at the time.
He was probably 10 at the time, he says.
10?
Penn State was there 95, 98, 2000.
I think you were like 16.
That's probably 98, so I was probably 12.
98, he was 12 years old.
It was not 98. No way, because I was divorced.
Right.
Yeah. It was in 2000-something, so whatever tournament Penn State was in, it was in the 2000. Early
2000s. Yeah, 2000, yeah.
14?
Yeah.
So what would that make you then?
I was close.
You were like 16. Yeah. They're walking back.
It's 14 blocks from the Garden to the Marriott Marquis. And I said, I gave you money. And I said, get him some dinner. And I get there, and Christopher, who is 4 years younger, so Christopher is 10, says, oh, Dad. Uncle Kevin got us the greatest dinner. I thought, oh, that's nice. What did he get you?
The entree was good. The sides were even better.
The room.
The what?
The mini bar in the room.
Oh, yeah, great. Yeah.
Here's your bill, $315.
Right, for M&Ms. Yeah. Sean, there are moments where you feel lucky you have cats, right?
Yes.
Hey, we had fun.
We did have fun.
That was a good time, a real good time. I was on the Today Show. I went out to the Today Show early in the morning, and I got a book, How to Be a Millionaire.
Yeah, I remember that.
I haven't read it yet, but... Maybe I should read it.
that's a riot. Oh my gosh. Oh man, that's funny.
Hey, I'm gonna be out that way in a few weeks, so I'll stop by.
Good, we'll look forward to it.
If it's a Friday, definitely stop by.
Yeah, I think I'll be there around Friday. I'll be there around the 9th and 10th of June.
Well, I would hope so. That's when Megan's getting married.
Oh, that's why we're going. That's right.
Yeah, that's why you're going.
I may stop.
We'll be live in the studio.
Yeah, we'll all be live here. We'll be all live here in the studio before we go over to the rehearsal dinner. It's also the same night that Suit Light graduates from high school. We found out you need tickets to get into it. Thus, the interest waned. All right. It was not high to begin with.
You're looking for your out? Guess what? You got your out.
Oh. Light graduates from high school?
No, Suit Light. That's Kevin Herr's son. We call him Suit Light.
Oh, okay. I'm like, my God, I thought he was in med school.
No. Mike runs the cardiac floor in Rochester.
I gotcha. It's a busy time of the year.
Oh, yes, it is a busy time of the year. In fact, it'll be after that, my baseball season starts 8 days after it.
Do you like the lad?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's fine. Well, no, I didn't quite know what you said. I realized you said okay. lad. I'm like, I thought you said lab at first. I'm thinking, I don't have a lab.
No, lad. I'm trying to be proper here. Have I ever met the lad?
Hmm? No. No, I've only met him once. I mean, he stayed here for a couple of weeks, but that's the only time I've ever met him. I think he's in Guam. He's in the Air Force.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd you meet him?
In Guam.
This is fascinating.
What a Guam. Met a Guamanian.
So.
Yep. Tell me more. Tell me more. I love this stuff.
So.
You met him once? Wow.
I mean, I've met him.
So she's going to travel the world.
She's going to live in Guam for at least one, possibly 2 years.
Get out of here. Wow.
Yeah. Well, if he stays in Guam for 2 years, he can then come back to the United States. And he assures himself, actually, of not being deployed.
Mm-hmm.
If they stay for a year, which is the other option, it does leave open the option for the Air Force to deploy him somewhere.
No, that sucks.
Yeah, so.
What's she going to do in Guam?
Live.
What a Guam people do.
Live in paradise for an extra year, and you don't have to be deployed.
Well, she's in line for a job there, so, I mean, she'll be fine.
Where is Guam?
It's in the Pacific. Closer to Japan than here.
North of Australia.
Wow.
And I know that they'd love to see Uncle Kevin show up. All right, we have to close up shop.
In Guam?
Yeah, sure.
You'd
be huge in Guam. Mm-hmm. They'd love to have you.
I agree.
I mean, I think
oh
you
my
could
God,
have.
I
you
couldn't
could have
imagine.
You could have your own show in Guam.
Yeah. Be the only one who speaks English, not well.
No, the entire island speaks English.
I hear online poker is hot there.
I'm playing my game right now.
I'm doing really good.
Yeah, nobody could tell.
Go, baby, go. Three more and I got
a so good 50% effort. Gets him there every time.
All right, we got to wrap it up.
All right, guys.
Great weekend, gentlemen.
It's April, and you know what that means.
Time for the Spring Savings Event
at Sunbury Motors Kia.
Bottom line, April is the best time to buy your next vehicle at Sunbury Motors Kia. During the Spring Savings Event, you can save over $4,000 on 2017 Serenos and all remaining 2016 Optimas. Or you can save $3,000 on a 2017 Kia Forte. If you're looking for low payments, how about 0% financing for 66 months? Need to save money on gas? Then get to SMC and check out the 50-mile-per-gallon Niro FE, starting at $23,895. Plus, you get Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty. So what are you waiting for? It's the Spring Savings Event going on now at Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf and at sunburymotors.com.
Tax and tags extra. 0% financing to well-qualified customers through KMF. Restrictions apply. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to kia.com.
Your home for the Phillies. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunbury.